Hi there. Today we're talking about the secret of having joy. In Psalm 16, verse 11, David says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." The word happiness comes from the Old English word hap, H-A-P-P, which actually means chance. It corresponds to the Latin word fortuna, which means luck. Both words suggest that when things happen the way we want them to, we're happy, and when they don't, we're unhappy. But such happiness is temporary and fickle. True joy is permanent and settled. Some Christians are so serious and solemn that lead you to believe that God cringes at laughter and hates anything that smacks of joy and delight. But the psalmist wrote, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." C.S. Lewis said, "Joy is the serious business of heaven." The truth is, the Bible is one of the most joy-filled books ever written. The words joy and joyful are found there at least 245 times. The word rejoice shows up around 150 times, and we're instructed to be joyful and rejoice nearly 400 times. That means joy isn't an emotion, it's an attitude. Why do I say that? Because an emotion can't be commanded. Nobody can tell you to feel happy if you're not, but you can choose to be joyful, regardless of the circumstances. And neither is joy a commodity that can be bought. Many people find out too late that money can't buy happiness, much less joy. It's been said that the poor are better off than the rich in this way. While the poor keep thinking money will buy happiness, the rich know better. Trying to find happiness and joy in materialism is like drinking salt water. The more you drink, the thirstier you get. The secret of lasting joy is in having a personal and intimate relationship with God and realizing that you are unconditionally loved, valued, and accepted by Him. And that's the word for you today.